When you're a celebrity, you're always under glass, always conspicuous when you leave the house, always being observed when you most need privacy. But imagine living in the glare of paparazzi flashbulbs as a young adult, having your most humiliating moments not only broadcast out into the world, but preserved forever. If ever there was a poster child for this, it's Shia LaBeouf, a kid actor turned blockbuster action star turned tabloid fixture, whose obvious talents have so often been overshadowed by a series of arrests, breakdowns, and bizarre behavior that felt both like elaborate performance art and serious cries for help. Remember when he attended a film premiere wearing a paper bag over his head reading, "I am not famous anymore," or live-streamed himself watching all of the movies he'd ever been in? I mention all of this as a preamble to Honey Boy, because not only was it written by LaBeouf, but it's a semi-autobiographical study of the circumstances that no doubt contributed to this most recent decade of his life. It's a harrowing tale about a child actor, not unlike LaBeouf, whose eccentric, abusive father is not only modeled on LaBeouf's own father, but is played by LaBeouf himself. Here we have a celebrity essentially charging admission to a therapy session so that we can watch him excavate and analyze his own childhood trauma. The LaBeouf avatar here is a 12-year-old named Otis, played by Noah Jupe, the star of a dopey kids show filled with pie fights and pratfalls, not unlike the Disney Channel sitcom Even Stevens that first gave LaBeouf exposure. Otis's father, James, is his manager and chauffeur, a former rodeo clown and Vietnam vet who claims to have been sober for 4 years. They live together in a cramped room in a fleabag motel where everyone sits outside in plastic chairs, smoking cigarettes and swilling beer, and the on-site washing machine always seems to be on the fritz. The setting is reminiscent of Sean Baker's great The Florida Project, as is the sense that Otis is almost always in jeopardy. James is quick to anger, sees everyone as an enemy or a competitor, yells at the other guys in his AA meetings because he doesn't think they're being honest enough. He lets his son smoke cigarettes and weed, leaves him alone for hours at a time, smacks him when he doesn't behave, and Otis is relatively well-behaved, all things considered. We wonder how he's even legally allowed to supervise a child, especially since he's a registered sex offender, which he claims is a byproduct of his once constant drunkenness. Being the sole employee of a 12-year-old doesn't exactly heal his wounded pride. These free-floating sequences are actually told in flashback as the adult Otis, played by Lucas Hedges, dries out in a sober living facility. He's been diagnosed with PTSD, not unlike his father, and his therapist encourages him to spill his guts in a journal, exercises that will eventually become the very screenplay we're watching play out. There's even more fourth wall shattering as the film repeatedly descends into fantasy and dream sequences, with grown-up Otis returning to the places of his childhood in hopes of finally confronting the man who he feels made him this way. Honey Boy is the narrative feature debut of director Alma Harrell, who has had a long career in music videos and art installations. It's clear she has a gift with actors because the most potent scenes in the film are the two-handers between LaBeouf and Jupe, who are both terrific. There's a sequence that has James forcing Otis to rehearse a brainless scene over and over again until he finally gets it just right, though James's definition of just right is surely suspect, and we think we see a faint glimmer of the good father that James could be, but it's wrenched away by violence and degradation. It's fascinating, then, how LaBeouf, the screenwriter, eventually comes to terms with his father, who's still alive and apparently friendly with his son, in the final scenes of Honey Boy. Those moments are played with notes of redemption and forgiveness, an almost cleansing practice, and yet I wasn't as convinced. But who am I to judge? The movie feels so raw and personal in its intentions, like a primal scream, that criticizing it is akin to taking a red pen to someone's diary entries and demanding they be more clear-eyed and emotionally consistent. Regardless of how I felt, hopefully LaBeouf, not the actor, the person, found some closure. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.